Dexter didn't like to think of himself as vain, but there were definitely times when he wished there was someone on hand to take his photograph. They kissed again, and he wondered vaguely if there was some moral or ethical dimension to this situation. Of course, the time to worry about the pros and cons of sleeping with a student would have been after the college party, while Tova was perching unsteadily on the edge of his bed and unzipping her knee-length boots. Even then, in the muddle of red wine and desire, he had found himself wondering what Emma Morley would say. Even as Tova twirled her tongue in his ear, he had conducted his defence. "She's 19, an adult, and anyway, I'm not a real teacher. Besides, Emma was a long way away at this moment, changing the world from a minibus on the ring road of a provincial town. And what was all this to do with Emma anyway? Tova's knee-length boots sagged in the corner of the room now, in the hostel, where overnight visitors were strictly forbidden. He shifted his body to a cooler patch of terracotta, peering out of the window to try to gauge the time from the small square of vivid blue sky. The rhythm of Tova's breathing was changing as she slipped into sleep, but he had an important appointment to keep. He dropped the last 2 inches of cigarette into a wine glass and stretched for his wristwatch, which lay on an unread copy of Primo Levi's If This Is a Man.